Welcome to the Gusto TV cooking stage. I am Tamula McNabb. I'm over to the far left of the stage in the little booth. With me right now, I have April Belia. She is the granola girl, and her daughter is the granola girl. Tell me about Granola Girl. What is your company, and what do you offer?
So we started our company in 2011, and we've grown to over 250 stores in 4 years. So our granola cereal is made with all natural ingredients. We use organic ingredients as well. It's also a vegan cereal, so there's no animal products. And compared to the other granolas and cereals, I would just say it's less sweet and it's artisan granola. So something you can eat every day and you won't get tired of. And it's great for breakfast or your afternoon or bedtime snack.
Many people listening to the radio show may not know what artisan means. So explain what artisan granola is.
So our granola is made by hand in small batches. We make them with there's four girls that work in the kitchen, and they're very happy to work there. So there's lots of really good energy that goes into the product as well.
What? How many bags of granola do you make, like, a month with four girls?
We can go making about 180 cases, so 500 bags a week, I would say. And we service over 250 stores.
Across Canada?
Western Canada. So you can find us at Save-On Foods and into Western Canada, more like London Drugs, and online across Canada via London Drugs.
What do you use for your products to make them sweet? You say they're less sweet. Are they intentionally less sweet? Do you use a different sweetener than sugar? What products are you using?
So I'm a baker, and I have over 25 years of baking experience. So I know what I like to eat, and I always found that a lot of other products contain too much sugar. So I definitely wanted to create something that people wouldn't find too sweet, and we don't use refined sugar. We use all-natural maple syrup and organic cane sugar. So I just found that if people use honey in their cereal, then it's a really strong flavor that you really can't consume too much of. So by using maple syrup, we gave it a Canadian flair as well.
What are your plans for the future of your company? Will you be in other stores in Eastern Canada, or why are you not there already?
So we are definitely looking for a distributorship across Eastern Canada, but we definitely know that Western Canada is where it's at, and that's where all the granola lovers are. So we want to saturate, you know, all the smaller local independent markets as well as some other chains in the prairies. So before we move on to Western or Eastern Canada, we just want to make sure all of the Western Canada knows about us first.
Thank you, April Belia, for being on Health and Wellness Radio, healthradio.fm, here we're at the Gusto stage at the Fraser Valley Food Show.
Thank you so much, Tammy. Nice to talk to you.